Hey, you came to BBS, yes. Our kid, they learn in Buenos Dias, yes? Raise your hand. What is the kid they came to the BBS? Raise your hand. Oh, okay. You remember? Si Jesús te satisface, da tres palmas. You can stand up. You want to stand up, please? All the kids attending the BBS. Okay, only three. Come on. Si Jesús te satisface, da tres palmas. Okay, uno, dos, tres. Ready? Si Jesús te satisface, da tres palmas. Si Jesús te satisface, da tres palmas. Da tres palmas. Otra vez. Si Jesús te satisface, da tres palmas. Hey, good job. Yeah, good Spanish. I don't know what is the language in the heaven, but God understands to us. You know, no matter if you speak Spanish or English, this is the point. God understands. Thank you. When I was here last week with the Stephanie and the kid, Stephanie, you do a good job. What is Stephanie? Oh, good job. Buen trabajo, Stephanie. Seriously, not because, no, you do a good job. And you have a smart kid. You have a smart kid. Yes. Let me tell you, one of the kids, he said to me, I think so was a girl. He said, Mario, this is not the right pronunciation. Oh, okay. You know, little kid, you know, that's, you know, this. She's a leader, I think so. When she grew up, she's a leader. And because in Mexico, when you pronounce B, it's the same B of B. It's the same in Mexico. It's only one B. I know in English it's different, you know. B, and maybe other more pronunciation with the same, close the same letters. So she correct me. So you have a very nice kid. This is good, you know. If this girl, she grew up in this way, you know, with the right direction, she may be correct other person. Hey, Jesus is the Savior. You think about that? You know, this is important, the kid attending the BBS. It's important because they learning, they participate, they touch, they express his feeling. Some kid, they talking about his parent divorce. No, I'm kidding. Don't talking about that. But, you know, what's very good experience with the kid. My wife, she took a trompo. We don't want to do it this morning. And she showed the kid what is the toys in our times, you know, 100 years ago. Completely different to the toys from today, you know. A wood and this kind of stuff, you know, very old toys. But some kid, they use it today in Mexico. Today, they use more the cell phone, you know, the new technology. But, you know, was very excited, hold up. People participate and volunteer. Yeah, they do. They did a good job. Excelente trabajo. Good job. And one of the things we thinking to use this offering is not necessarily from our church here, but we planning to serve one meal a week. We want to start to give one meal a week in Mexico. The city is Acuña. It's border with the Rio, Texas. You can cross the border with United States. It's the Rio, Texas, so cross the border to Mexico is Acuña. It's large city, and a lot of people from Central America and different places. We was in March with CCF in that city. And one of the things, when we went to Acuña, we worked in two churches, you know, in BBS, construction. But something happened different in this trip. For some reason, I think so God direction, we went and talked with the principal or one of the elementary school, two or three blocks from the church. And the same building used two different administration, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. The principal from the administration in the morning, She said she don't want nothing, you know. She don't open doors. But the second principal for the second administration, in the afternoon, she opened the doors. She don't do this, you know. She was open. Open the door. And this principal, we remember Charlie, Roger, we're talking with her. And we invited to prepare one meal in the church for this kid. And the principal, she said, Mario, I want to go with this kid. I want to invite this kid to this meal. And we attended that day 120 kids. We don't spend $3,000 or $5,000. We only spend $300. 120 kids. And we have some songs, you know, and they like learn English, you know, like here. I want to take one of the songs in the BBS because it's bilingual. I want to use in that BBS in Mexico when we plan it to do with this kid. And we have a BBS and we give food to 120 kids. The principal was there in the church. It's not normal, you know, but she was there. So we can see a lot of poor kids. Other kids is okay, other not. So, and we want to use this offering for this VBS for start this program there. Maybe we can make from August to December, something like that, depend. But we want to work in that way. And our intention is when we was there, the kid, they attend them for the meal, yes. But the other part, the parents of the kid, they went with the kid to that meal. So, in him, we try to do something in Mexico. And we see maybe this is opportunity or possibility to go inside with these families. So pray for that, and we hope in God we can connect it. So this is the plan, and I hope in God we can do it this year. And thank you for all the support this church they do for this kid. And this is one of the things I choose to preach about. Jesus feed the hungry? Hungers or hungry? Oh, you're very good. You know, when you open your Bible and you open the refrigerator of your home, it's different, you know? But both, they feed. When you open the Bible, they feed your soul. And when you open your refrigerator, they feel you need, if you're hungry. So Jesus, he feed a thousand people. The Bible, they say 5,000 people. But plus kid and wife, maybe 10, 15, 20, 25,000 people in one miracle. This is amazing. This is amazing. We are not in the same level, you know, of Jesus. With $300, we can feed 120 kids, but it's not the same, but we try, you know. We try to do something for people they need to eat. They need food. And in this community, when we're talking with the professor, with the principal, she said to us, 75% or 75% of the kids in that school, in the second administration, she said, coming for dysfunctional kids, dysfunctional families. And I remember one of the kids, and when we was in the school, we played soccer, 200 kids, one ball, you know, no grass, nothing. So, but we can make it, you know, we play soccer with this kid. And I remember a little kid, was a little boy. He was not afraid. He took the ball and played. He was very careful with the taller, other kid than him. And I'm asking the principal, what happened with this kid? I see these characteristics. And she said, this kid, this little boy, he was abandoned for her mother because she took it a boyfriend. And she left. And today, this kid, she lives with her grandma. You know, and I asking about two other kids, and she had one history about that kid. Was not good history, you know, but this kid needs support. And not everybody needs support in some direction, but this people is a kid. And this is why Stephanie, when we're talking about, she focused in this, and I focus in this plan. So we want to try to do something for this kid and this school and this city in Acuña. You can find in Google, easy. You know, you can go to Google and they want to show you the Acuña city. And the book of Matthew, in the book of Luke, Mark, and John, the Bible, he mentioned this miracle of Jesus Christ when he multiplied the bread and the fish. It's a miracle. Nobody can do it. You know, last year I went to Israel with a group from Woodland Hill, and I tried to walk on the water. I cannot make it. What is Jesus, you know? No, it's this miracle is very, 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 very important, you know, for Jesus. And this part of this miracle teach to us a lot of things. It's very important thing to learn about that. We wanna make a prayer. Close your eyes and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, because you give it the life, you give it the freedom we have today. We have a food each day. We have a lot of opportunities. It's only because you are God. Thank you, Lord, for this church. Thank you for this VBS. And we pray for the offering in this church give to this kid in Acuña, Mexico, to provide one meal, to bless in this plan. We pray for everything about this. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Jesus feed the hungry people. And here is one question. How do we solve our problems? How we fix our problems? How we fix our problems? In reality, Jesus is all we need. Jesus covers all the things we need, spiritual, physical, mentally, social need. It's only Jesus, he can do it. And we can see this part in the miracle of the multiplication of the fish and the bread. How many bread was in this miracle? Five. How many fish? Two. I went to Marshalltown each Tuesday. You can go to one of the Asian's store, food store. You can find a lot of fish there. Any kind of fish. But Jesus, only with two fish and five bread, he feed thousands of people. This is a miracle. This is one important miracle in the Bible, because Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, these four gospels, they talking about this miracle. And they talking about it is important. When happening this miracle, this when the disciple crossed the Sea of Galilee and went to the northeast shore to Bethsaida to take a break, you know, to rest. But when they arrived, as soon as they arrived, over 10 or 50,000 people from all the towns around of Galilee also arrived. They walked. No cars, no bikes, maybe no horse. They walked. When Jesus, he saw the multitude of people there. This is the point. When Jesus, he saw the problem, I think so, he had the solution. But what happened to us, I'm a human, when we see the problem, what we do? Jesus, he know what he want to do. But we are a human. We react different. And this is part of the history I want to talking about. Jesus, said to these people were like sheep without a shepherd, like a sheep without food, shelter, rest, direction, and protection. And what happened? How react Jesus' leader, Jesus' disciple? Jesus, we cannot make it. It's no sounds sometimes how we react in that way. When we confront the problems and I cannot make it. I don't want to make it with my kids. I have a lot of problems with them. I don't want to make it with my marriage. I have a lot of problems with my marriage, with my wife or husband, with my work. But in this miracle, we can learn in maybe 8, 10 or more things important in our life, how God makes miracles in our life each day. This miracle of the 5 breads and 2 fish teaching to us different things. And the first thing we're learning here is Jesus give a spiritual rest. What Jesus he do? Told the people, you need to say, sit down on the grass and preach about God's kingdom in Mark chapter 6, verse 34. Jesus understood they only not need spiritual things. Not only need spiritual things when they open the Bible, they need to open what? The refrigerator. To feed these people. And Jesus, he can make it. But first, Jesus preaching about his kingdom. The second thing we learn in this miracle, Jesus give physical health. In Luke chapter 9, verse 11, Jesus, he can make it. If the people, they go to the right direction with the right God, he can make it. Because he is all we need. Jesus is all we need. The third point we understand or learning in this miracle, Jesus gives physical food. Why? Because he created everything. In Luke chapter 9, verse 16, he created the animals, the human, the water, everything natural. He created God in this world. And I want to stop at this point. And I want to mention this other thing the church did for the Latinos in Des Moines. And you remember the garage sale to donate to us? We raised $2,084.66. Isn't this amazing? Yes, yes, God's work. You know, I'm asking people from other garage sales and houses, hey, can you donate your stuff? We can come and pick them up. Yeah, people, they donate. We raise some money. We sell tacos and everything, you know, and people, they went. Several people from Woodland Hill, they went to eat tacos or buy more garage sale, you know. With that money, we want to rent a bus. 41 people, we planning to go to Creation Museum and Noah Ark. Why? We want to go to the Latino Convention. Yes, we want to sleep in Johnson University in Knoxville, Tennessee. They charge $30 for night sleep in that rooms. That convention is there. But I push our family, 41 people, to go to the Creation Museum and Noah Ark for what? To understand this kid, God, he did that creator. Because all the time, this kid is educated in the public system about evolution. about it's not God. When this miracle teach to us, God, he have the control of everything. He want to do when he want to do, and he have the power to do. He can feed these thousands of people. And I say thank you for this donation, and thank you again. And you see how your church multiply a lot of blessings? This, yeah, we can see in that way. The fourth thing we can understand in this miracle, Jesus give test. I remember when I went to the school, you know, in Mexico, and oh man, I wasn't a very good student, but I make it, you know. And mostly when the test, the quiz and everything is coming, you know, it was difficult. But anyway, when Jesus gave tests, we can see one person in this part of the Bible, in John chapter 6, verse 5. We can see the reaction of Philip. And Jesus, he said, Philip, where can we find food to feed them? What is the reaction of Philip? Jesus, he testing Philip. Jesus already knew how he was going to solve the problem. But for us, every problem was faced is a test of our faith. Each problem we have, we faced our faith. And this happening with Philip. And Jesus, he tests him. Hey, we have the food for this kid, for these people, 10. No, Jesus, we don't have Hy-Vee, we don't have a Fairway, we don't have Walmart, you know? I don't have a refrigerator. The thing number five we learning in this miracle, who give the solution, Philip or Jesus? Jesus give the solution. And this solution, we can learn in four things in this miracle. What happened with Philip? What happened with the disciple? When Jesus, he said, hey, we need to feed this thousand of people. How these disciples, they thinking, they measure the problem. They account is more than 10,000 people. They put it in his mind, this is a lot of money, Jesus, we cannot make it. The second thing we can understand in this part of the miracle, in this solution, the place where these people was nobody there, no village, was a desert, no store, no food store for going shopping. The third thing, is was late for supper. Was late for supper. The time was gone. And the fourth thing we can understand in this part of the miracle, no money. But why Jesus, he said, you need to send these people away? Send them away hungry? You know, when we see problems in short solution, I think so we are in the same way of these disciples. We cannot solves the problems or these problems, but who can make it? Jesus, he did. Churches, families, companies, everybody in this life, we have problems. But the second thing we're learning in this miracle, God is Emmanuel. He's Emmanuel, God with us. After the disciples, they made the recommendation. Jesus, he said, they don't need to go away. You give them something to eat. What happened with the disciples? They want to confront this problem alone to Jesus. A lot of people, they want to fix the problem independent from Jesus, independent from God. You remember the history about David and Goliath? Goliath, that's right. David, he confronted these giants in the name of whom? When Daniel, he was with the lions, more difficult for Daniel with the lions in that time to the lions in this time. We can only see the lions on the circus or this kind of thing, but in the time for Daniel, that lions, it's already for die. How confront Daniel this problem? In his name. Caleb and Joseph, they confront the problem in the name of his Lord. And the other things we can learn in this miracle, we need to fix our eyes in Jesus, in his name. When we confront the problems, don't be a science Christian. You understand science Christians? Don't confront the problem in that way. And Jehovah Witnesses. No, don't go that way. Our problems is real. Demons and Satan, he is real. The Christian, we need to look at our problems correctly. We need to see God, and we need to trust in him. And this is the last thing we can learn in this miracle. Jesus, he is the bread. Jesus, he is the water. And Jesus, he is our Savior. Maybe you have a problem in your marriage with your wife or husband, with your kid, financial. I think so. It is time to talk with him. And he can make a miracle. He feed more than 10,000 people. He can solve the problem. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity. Give it to us to talking about your kingdom. Lord, we want to continue to serve you. But the world we live is not easy. And we feeling the disciples have that same situation we have today. But we trust in you. We follow you. Lord, I pray for the people. They have struggles and difficulties. And with his wife, husband, kid, financial, in his work, in his life. Lord, I pray for his heart start to see you. Confront his problems, facings with the faith in your name. Thank you, Lord, for this amazing kid in this church. Blessing them. And we hope, Lord, one of these kids, he come and be a preacher, a pastor, a wife of a pastor. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.